Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Craig Breslow, last night, discussing the Red Sox trade options, the contract with Rafael Devers. There's a guy, Baseball America, Jeff Pontus, who said...
Pontus Pilate.
He said that he heard the Red Sox turned down better offers from the Giants because a factor was having a team like San Francisco eat the entire contract. So, to me... I agree with some of what Breslow's saying there. And I know they repeated it between he and Sam Kennedy over and over and over again, but the alignment, the culture, and the clubhouse, I believe in all those things. But to then turn around and pretend like the contract wasn't a part of it.
No,
like,
I know.
We're all adults. Like, just tell us what it was.
Yeah.
We all know what was going on. You subtracted him off the team. I'm with you. He needed to be off the team. Don't tell me the contract had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, you and I think, are probably in the minority just from talking to people yesterday. Like, we have no problem moving on from Devers. But then you listen to Kennedy and Breslow talk about it for an hour, and you're like, oh. Like, you guys did a terrible job defending it, and then also insulting us by being like, it had nothing to do with money and everything else. Like, you for sure could have gotten better deals. And they've eaten money with other contracts, I think, in order to get a better return in other deals that they have made. And this was one where they didn't do it. And then you look at it and you're like, there's no way you can say we're better now than we were before. Even if Devers was an issue and is an issue, or I guess was an issue in the clubhouse, you get an injured pitcher and 3 minor leaguers. What is that? That's not a return. That's not helping the team right now. So we're going to keep this winning streak going with just removing Devers. Like, all right, what did we get? Nothing yet. But these guys are on the way. Like, that's a really, really tough sell, because you know the best thing for John Henry on this whole deal was, one, it looks like he stood up to Devers, right? So there is that part of it. And then two, oh, we just saved $250 million for a deal that was clearly going south. And I'm sure even going back to the spring, they were like, all right, how can we get out of this?
Right, and we talked about this yesterday, and I believe this. They should have eaten more of the salary and gotten a better return.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason you got such a crummy return, and I am a bigger believer in Harrison than you, and it sounds like most.
Yep.
But... even they should have done better than that, and they could have if they would have eaten the money. And that's what Baseball America is reporting. I believe that. So if you were – and I think it all aligns with why there's some discussion about whether or not the Red Sox really shopped, quote-unquote, Rafi Devers. Breslow's like, we talked to other teams. There were reports that other teams called them. Buster Olney said this is the only team they were shopping him to.
Yeah.
I think you can square all those away. I bet the Red Sox were getting calls, and I bet when they said, well, you have to eat the whole contract.
They're like, no, we're good.
The Blue Jays and Braves and other teams were all like, no, we're all set. The only team that was going to eat the whole contract was the Giants. And I bet that's how you can square away all the reporting on that front.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't get is texts like this, 617-779-7937. Guys, the story, the June Lee story, Yahoo Sports. We'll get to more details on it coming up.
Yeah, there's two gems in there.
The old scout. Called Breslow an effing stiff. Didn't realize the Zoom was still going.
Stiff's a good burn.
It is a pretty good burn.
And it's a radio-friendly burn. Yeah, there's a lot of good burns that are not radio-friendly.
Well, effing stiff is less radio-friendly.
No, not radio-friendly. Yeah, but stiff. Yeah, calling somebody a stiff,
pretty good.
Because you're like, ah. And I think Breslow fired him on the spot because he knew how true it was.
Well, he's like, we know he fired him on the spot. We know he fired him. We know he fired him on the spot.
I like to think
you're out of here.
I like to think
you're the stiff.
Hey, why don't you stick around on that Zoom, bud? Because you clearly don't know how to X out of it. So let me just talk to you real quick.
While you're here, I'm firing you since you can't quit the Zoom.
How do I get out of this thing? I got to click leave meeting twice? Like, yeah, you moron. Click leave meeting. You're out of there. Like, this is a pain. Camera's on.
But so the text goes, guys, the story is about the scout, or it's important because the scout is proving how insulated Breslow is, surrounding himself with yes men and becoming more isolated. Do you think Craig Breslow woke up one day and was like, we're trading Rafi Devers?
I don't think so.
The owner told Breslow to trade. How do people get that backwards? Yeah. The owner told him, so he got the best he could. And there's some question about that.
No, there's
another wild comment, okay. But I just... Breslow didn't just wake up one day and go, we got to trade the guy.
No,
John Henry went to him and said, trade him.
No.
After the meeting in Kansas City, I think. That's what happened.
I think Heim Bloom signed Walker Buehler on his own.
Yeah.
I don't think Heim Bloom, traded Mookie Betts on his own. I don't think he signed Rafael Devers on his own. And I certainly don't think that Breslow traded Devers on his own. Once you get into that territory with like that kind of money, that's definitely the owner stepping in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, John Henry is going to trust Breslow to get a good return, but I think he's most satisfied with the money being off the books. He'll trust him on the Jordan Hicks part of it.
There's another comment that I feel like I understood in real time. I think it's kind of blown up. You didn't like this comment from Breslow, but he said, it's not that this was the best deal we could get, because the best deal we could get may not necessarily be good enough, but when you consider all the factors, this is the one that made sense. So I thought in real time what he was saying, and I got it, was... you don't just trade Rafael Devers for whatever you can get and take the best offer. You have to get an offer you like and make the move. That's what I thought he was saying, but that one's blown up. People don't like it.
We just
got it sent by Justin on Twitter. Yeah. So
I think he probably misspoke, and I get what he's saying, but in that moment, it sounds like it's almost like you're not going to get a good offer for Devers. And it's like, well, then why'd you do this one? That's how it comes across. Like there's no such thing for a player like that, and you could maybe make the same... you know, connect the dots like a Mookie Betts. Like, they're like, you're almost in a weird way describing him as an untradeable player, but you just traded him. And so that's what I thought was strange about that comment. I think it got away from him because I don't think that was the intent.
617-779-7937. Let's get to more from this June Lee story.
Favorite part, or do you want to go?
Well, wait, what's your favorite part?
So the funniest part is the Zoom thing. I think because there's a lot of like just kind of rehashing like stuff that we talked about. But I think the thing that really stands out is Devers was mad at Christian Campbell.
Okay, well, so that's here. Ready?
That part to me is new and also really makes him look bad.
No one's asked Breslow about that. Right? I mean, no. Cora should get asked about that today. Afternoons. I did not hear that in the interview with Greg this morning. I didn't hear it on the Zoom call last night. Like, this is something that they should ask about.
Yep.
Inside the clubhouse, players watched as the coaching staff publicly flagged Roman Anthony's defensive fundamentals as a slight to the front office. I think this is hilarious, by the way, that Cora is like, oh, we get these guys here, and that's the reason we're so bad at fielding. Even though they've been bad at fielding for years and years and years, and Trevor Story doesn't know the infield fly rule, who's a decade into the bigs.
Yeah.
This is Cora's excuse, like, look what they're giving me.
Mm-hmm.
Just bull crap, but that's one piece of it. They saw teammates ask to switch positions on the fly. They witnessed Cora trying to win baseball games while benching the team's top prospects. So June Lee, I think, is very pro-Cora, as you're getting here.
Uh-huh.
In the front office, scouts were fired over slights. Veteran leaders with deep organizational trust were iced out, and the communication from Breslow dried up. According to multiple sources, Rafael Devers was also upset when rookie Christian Campbell volunteered to play first base this season, interpreting it as a slight at his own stature.
Like, take a hike. If that's true, and I have no reason to believe that it's not, like, get out of here. So not only were you not playing first, you're mad at a young kid who says, hey, I'll do it. Nobody else will do it.
By the way,
I'll do it.
I totally believe it's true. This is in a story that's ripping the organization, pro-Devers, pro-Cora.
Yeah.
This is tucked into a very... pro Devers story, anti Red Sox story.
Yeah, good point.
And so a little item that makes Devers look bad.
But that part's wild.
I guarantee it's true. And yes, it is wild, except it's Devers.
No, it's believable. And it's also the juxtaposition of Alex Bregman spending time while he's hurt.
Great point.
Going over swings with Marcelo Meyer and Roman Anthony. Meanwhile, Rafael Devers is now mad at Christian Campbell for volunteering to play a position when, you know, all hands should be on deck. They lose Tristan Casas for the season. They don't have an obvious answer at first. They ask Devers. He says no. And then Campbell's like, I'll do it. And he's like, why would you do that? You shouldn't do that.
How
are you being a good teammate? You're being too good of a teammate right now.
Well, and
that's
maybe,
pathetic.
Maybe it helps explain why they pulled the plug so abruptly. Where they were going to do it. Campbell's going to play first. He's going to play first Sunday in Atlanta. And then, oh, whoopsie, he's not actually playing first anymore.
But
maybe
I think what also
maybe
happened...
it helps explain why they pulled the plug.
No, but I think also what happened was Bregman got hurt because there was a time where Bregman was still healthy when they were trying to do that. And then Meyer did get called up because I think the plan might have been Meyer at second, Campbell at first. So I think that might have unfolded that way. And then also, Toro and Romy were hitting. So you're like, all right, we kind of have that, at least for now. I don't think that's going to last, but at least for for right now.
Twitch chat says, typical Red Sox hit piece. This, if you think the June Lee story was Sox hit piece
give
on
it,
Diver,
Devers,
yeah. No, it was that was a hit piece on the Red Sox organization. Oh, you have that backwards.
Oh my God! All the stuff about Breslow, it makes it sound like an absolute clown show up there.
And I'm not questioning it. I think all that stuff's true too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't really care that he fired an old scout who called him an effing stiff.
I also don't know, like,
but that was not a hit piece on June Lee's story. Was very pro player, pro Devers. That was not a Red Sox hit piece, authorized hit piece on Devers. It was the opposite.
I think this is a weird one where the hit piece has been going on all season. Like while he was on the team, there's been plenty of stuff that was very anti Devers going on. So anything. Like, that's a new item in there. Like, the Christian Campbell thing's a new item, but we already know. He himself did it. As soon as he went out there in spring training and said he wouldn't move to DH, and then it came out that he wouldn't move to first base, what extra hit piece did you need to make? You didn't need to write anything about it. Fans heard that, and they're like, all right, we have one guy on the team that won't change positions.
So, if you want an example of a hit piece, the comments from David Ortiz may be closer to the bone on that. That might be more Rafael Devers hit piece.
Yeah, that feels like it's that's kind of like piling on, and you're like, all right.
We can get to those comments along with more about what the Red Sox actually gave up in their trade and whether or not the Red Sox are done moving forward, meaning done making moves to the baseball team. We can get to all that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.